So I sat back and watched some of the 9/11 shows that were on 9/11. History Channel had a couple of good ones on there, and of course it just, the emotions were running wild with me to relive that again and wonder how these families and how the first responders can still cope. And to see this 15 years later, I guess who am I to say anything, but seeing some of the stories of heroism, seeing some of the stories of tragedy, and even the, and I'm not a big Matt Lauer fan, but when he interviewed that little boy who had lost his dad, a fireman, you know, choked me up, and it will probably always choke me up. I think we're safer today than we were before. Not maybe as safe now because of how governments have been handling these sorts of threats. But one thing for sure is we can't forget those who lost their lives on 9/11 and those who tried to save their lives, the first responders. One thing I didn't know is that Rudy Giuliani was actually trapped for a while. Or I probably did know that and forgot about it, but nevertheless, it's a tough thing. Some of the news reports are saying that Obama's going to veto the bill that would allow some of the victims' families to sue the Saudi government. I'm not sure where that's going to go, but there is no compensation enough for those who have lost their lives or who are still suffering from that awful day. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.